Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ask the Experts here on Talk Radio 1190. We interview local prominent professionals here in the beautiful, especially today, Dallas-Fort Worth area. On what? Well, of course, their area of expertise. I'm the host of the show, Matt Cather, and joining me on today's show, great to have him back on Ask the Experts, we got attorney David Pritchard joining us on the show of the Pritchard Law Firm. Real quick, before we get to him, we're going to 817-285-8017 is the phone number you can reach it at. It is 817-285-8017. DLPlegal.com is the website. That's DLPlegal.com is where you can find them at. Mr. Pritchard, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day, and we're starting early, so you know I can get done and be able to watch some football today. So I'm doing fine. I'm ready to help you out.
It's a great Saturday for me and you both. I'm right there with you, so I'm excited to get things rolling. And you know, I know it's been a little bit since we talked to you. We've had you on plenty of times before. It's always learning a lot of great stuff, a ton of information, to be honest with you. But since it's been a little bit, Mr. Pritchard, why don't you explain a little bit about yourself and what your law firm's all about?
Well, I've been a lawyer since 1982. Apparently, my graduating class is having homecoming of 40 years, so I've been doing it a long time. Primarily, I have been involved in debt and debt collection and bankruptcy over those years. We have a law firm in Hearst that we help people who are having financial problems. What I try to tell people is, let me take your burdens and put them on my shoulders, and let's figure out how to make them go away. And that's really what we're doing. And a lot of times that involves bankruptcy, which is what you and I are going to talk about today.
Yeah, we're going to kind of I like what we got set up for today. It's really beneficial for the listeners. We're going to kind of debunk or talk about some myths, right, of bankruptcy.
That's correct.
Well, let's not waste any more time. Like I said, the phone number is 817-285-8017. Let's jump right into the first thing. Bankruptcy doesn't really get rid of debt. Sooner or later, you still have to pay it all back. Is that correct, sir?
That's not correct. Now, bankruptcy doesn't treat all debt, but the debt that bankruptcy treats, we get what's called a bankruptcy discharge, and your legal obligation to pay that debt is gone. That includes medical bills, credit card bills, judgments, claims against you that somebody has brought. Those go away forever. You don't have to deal with those. And more importantly, in my estimation, they go away tax-free. If your lender takes property back, they're going to send you a 1099 and you pay taxes on it. How fair does that seem when you're struggling? So the debt gets wiped out, and it's a tax-free type of thing.
And we'll build a little bit off of that. I'm sorry. Everyone will know you have filed for bankruptcy. Is that true or false?
That's false. Interestingly enough, technology has changed that. When I was a young lawyer in the 80s and 90s, the Star Telegram would post a weekly list of people who have filed bankruptcy.
Oh, wow.
At some point, that just went away. And now to access who has filed bankruptcy, you have to have a program that requires you to pay a monthly fee to look that up. And so the truth of the matter is that unless you're a really prominent person, that it would be newsworthy that you're filed bankruptcy, probably just your creditors are the only people who are going to know you filed bankruptcy. It's not something that you are going to get hit with your neighbors saying, hey, I read you filed bankruptcy. That's just not an expectation, and it's not a complaint we hear at all, quite frankly.
I think that's good news to most folks. They probably like hearing that. If you're in this situation, will you lose everything that you have?
Texas is a great state to live in for many, many reasons. We love Texas. One of the things about Texas that's interesting is its history was formed by people who came from Tennessee. Many of them came because they had financial problems. So we have one of the most liberal property exemption states in the United States. Exempt property means you get to keep it. So property that is exempt, that even if you're filing bankruptcy, you get to keep your house, your cars, your furniture, furnishings. You're not going to lose those things. Now, if you've got a car loan, you're going to have to pay for that to keep the car. But it's not they're going to just come and take all your things. And I can say that in my bankruptcy career, I have never had the bankruptcy officials come out to my client's house and want to see what they have to take. The system's just not built that way. So there's no expectation that you'll lose everything. In fact, there's a greater expectation that you'll lose nothing if we have the ability to plan and talk about it.
Just another reason why we do love the state of Texas. Absolutely. Now, I tell you, this kind of plays right with it. You know, we asked the question in regards, will you lose everything you have? Well, will you never be able to own anything again?
Well, that's one of the interesting things about bankruptcy is that it's a line-drawing event. What happened before bankruptcy, it happened before bankruptcy. What happens after bankruptcy happens after bankruptcy. So let's just take somebody who files bankruptcy on November 1st, all right? We take a snapshot view of them, and that's where they're at. What they do after bankruptcy doesn't matter. I have a list of people that we'll talk about a little later who have recovered after bankruptcy and own many, many things, as you'll see. It just isn't true that bankruptcy in any way disallows you to continue to gain financially. It's just not correct. And yes, you'll continue to own things.
Remember, folks, we're talking with attorney David Pritchard of the Pritchard Law Firm. Great to have him back here on Ask the Experts. DLPlegal.com is the website. That's DLPlegal.com. 817-285-8017. That's 817-285-8017. And I tell you, this topic of discussion today on the show is a really neat and important one. I really like the topic of discussion. It is bankruptcy myths. Sorry about that. And a lot to cover. Let's jump right back into it. If you file for bankruptcy, will you never get credit again?
Interestingly enough, filing bankruptcy for most people improves their credit. And let's just think about it from a practical sense. If I have $70,000 worth of credit card debt and I'm just barely making it or not making it, and what would help me is I need a new car because the car in the driveway is dying. Well, that car lender is going to look at you and say, you've got $70,000 worth of credit card debt you're barely paying. I'm not going to lend you money. Now you file bankruptcy, and as I explained earlier, that $70,000 credit card debt's going to go away. Then the same lender is able to look at you and say, well, you're making $65,000 a year. You're paying your bills after bankruptcy on time. Yes, I'll lend you a car. Or lend you money to purchase a car. So bankruptcy will improve because it stops that lingering old debt that's out there that's killing your credit. Now, I think that it's probably 18 months to 24 months before that happens. But I'm going to tell you that I've had high-earning clients, like an airline pilot or a doctor, who have called me and said, 45 days after filing bankruptcy, I'm getting opportunities in the mail to people want to lend me money. So credit will be there. The most reasonable expectation will be is that it's going to be what makes sense. If you're making $60,000 a year, you're probably not going to be able to borrow as much as the person making $90,000 a year. But that just makes sense. But it doesn't mean you won't be able to get credit again. It's certainly available to you.
Now, Mr. Pritchard, if you had to file for bankruptcy, does that mean you're a bad person?
This is the craziest one, yeah. And it's actually my favorite one because let me just share this. The answer is, of course, no, but we've had four presidents file bankruptcy, including Abraham Lincoln years ago. Dave Ramsey, which is crazy. One of the reasons he got into the business he got into is because he was in Tennessee in the real estate business, and the business crashed on him, and he had to file bankruptcy. Walt Disney filed bankruptcy. Henry Ford filed bankruptcy. We got American icons and people who all of us recognize their name who have filed bankruptcy. People aren't considering them bad people. Henry Ford, Abraham Lincoln, those are some of the most beloved people in American history.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those are people who have filed bankruptcy. Now, most of us aren't famous like that, but that doesn't mean that we're a bad person. In fact, it's just the opposite. We are taking a reasonable response to a bad situation. One of the things that is interesting that I have dealt with is we'll have people that work for federal agencies where they have to have top secret clearance. Well, guess what? Bankruptcy helps their clearance, because who would be more likely to be susceptible to being bribed? Somebody that has that $70,000 worth of credit card debt, or somebody who filed bankruptcy and wiped out all that debt? So bankruptcy has nothing to do with being a bad person. In fact, the bad people usually don't file bankruptcy because they don't want to disclose the bad things they have done. But yeah. No, it's just a rational decision that's based on a fact pattern it's just not going to work out. Financially, we just can't make it work. And so bankruptcy makes sense.
We'll do one more before we take a quick break here on Ask the Experts. Obviously, we're joined today with attorney David Pritchard. Great to have him back. Filing bankruptcy will hurt your credit for 10 years. Fact or false?
That's false. Now, let's talk about what it will do. Bankruptcy will remain on your credit report for approximately 10 years. And again, back in the 80s and early 90s, when the credit report was really the only information people were able to share about you, and they were updated very slowly because of technology. But now with technology, your credit report is updated almost daily. If you file bankruptcy, your creditors will know within 24 hours. And the same as if you miss payments. So the flip side of that is, once you start to recover, that's what they will see also, that you are paying the debts you agreed to pay, or you're no longer carrying any past dues. And so it's a much more "what have you done for me lately" attitude with the lenders. The lenders have learned that the fact that 6 years ago you made $150,000 has nothing to do with how much you might make today. Your deal may have crashed, or you might be making twice that. And so it's the information exchange has changed, and the result of that is that your credit score is impacted by that, along with the filing of bankruptcy. So there's no expectation. Just as I mentioned earlier, I have credit or clients who have received credit many, many times in less than 2 years after filing bankruptcy.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break here on Ask the Experts. When we come back, we'll pick up where we left off with attorney David Pritchard of the Pritchard Law Firm. We're talking bankruptcy myths today. Very cool topic conversation. More importantly, very informative. So stay tuned. Only a quick minute break, and we'll be back. So this is Ask the Experts here on Talk Radio 1190. We'll be right back after a quick break, folks.
At the Pritchard Law Firm, they are proud to offer knowledgeable, first-class service to every single client. Backed by decades of experience in both collections and bankruptcy, our founder, David, represents creditors, lenders, and individuals who face a financial dilemma. At the Pritchard Law Firm, their caseload covers nearly all areas of the collection field, guarding clients' rights in regards to collateral and unpaid accounts. They regularly take on cases that involve home equity lawsuits, foreclosure, evictions, sequestrations, replevin, general collection matters, and bankruptcy matters under Chapters 7, 11, and 13 of the Bankruptcy Code. Most of our services are provided on a flat fee basis. This means you can set a budget for each file. We primarily represent clients in Fort Worth, Dallas, Parker, and Denton counties, as well as the surrounding regions of the DFW Metroplex. Contact the Pritchard Group today at 817-285-8017.
Welcome back to the show, folks. It is Ask the Experts here on Talk Radio 1190. We do this every Saturday morning, 10 to 12, here on 1190. We interview local prominent professionals in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, of course, on their expertise. I am the host of the show, Matt Cather. Joining me on the show, attorney David Pritchard of the Pritchard Law Firm. Real quick, dlplegal.com is the website. That's dlplegal.com. 817-285-8017. That's 817-285-8017. We're talking about bankruptcy myths today. I really like this conversation that we're having. And we'll pick up where we left off, Mr. Pritchard. Let's talk about marriage. If you're married, both you and your spouse have to file for bankruptcy. I'm imagining you get this question a lot.
It's a common question, and the answer is no, but there may be circumstances where both filing makes sense. Of course, if you share common debt, in my situation, if I purchase a house, I would have my wife join that, or if we purchase a car, we would do that together. So if we were to file bankruptcy, then those debts would only be treated as to the person who filed bankruptcy, so then both my wife and I would have to file bankruptcy. But if you have a situation where only one spouse is on the debt, then the other spouse may not have to file bankruptcy. And that's really common in second marriages. We have situations where somebody got divorced and they got dumped on and they got all the debt and they just can't make it work, because we all know it's still cheaper to live together than it is to live apart. And so you just need to get out from under those debts. Your spouse probably doesn't have to join because she's not liable for those debts. And so we would just look at the analysis of your particular situation, but there's no requirement from the bankruptcy court. We have to just disclose that you're married, and then we move on if that's what's appropriate in the circumstances.
Fact or fiction, it's really hard to file for bankruptcy, attorney Mr. Pritchard. Of course, we're talking to attorney David Pritchard. Is it hard to file for bankruptcy?
Well, like anything else, if you don't know what you're doing, it's hard. I tell my family and friends oftentimes, the simple is hard until you know how to do it, whether that's putting taking a cap off of a medicine bottle or filing bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So the most important thing is that if you do not want it to be hard, you need to hire an attorney. At my office, what happens is you come in and visit with me, and we talk about it, and if you decide to move forward, then we're going to give you a worksheet. Now, it's a pretty big pack, I tell people, but most of them, we're just asking a broad survey of questions to make sure we don't miss anything, and most of them don't apply. But if they have their paperwork together, by that I mean if they know who they owe money to and how much income they have, that information is that homework assignment that I give them is probably about an hour project. Now, I don't think an hour project to solve your financial situation is really hard. I'm going to take your information and I'm going to place it in the right spot. I'm going to figure out how to deal with the debt. Your job is simply to get the information to me so that I can deal with it. Now, occasionally we have people who have no idea what they owe. That's harder for them because we have to figure it out. But for the most people, all they have to do is supply us their information and we'll do the heavy lifting. So I don't think it's hard, but if I were to sit down with no experience to try to prepare somebody's probate, I would think that would be incredibly hard. So I think for someone who doesn't have any experience, it's incredibly hard, and you may have problems, but come to a competent law office like our office, and we'll make it as easy as we can for you.
I'm really interested to hear this one from you. Even if you do file for bankruptcy, will creditors still harass you and your family?
When you file bankruptcy, the filing of the bankruptcy puts what's called the automatic stay in place, in which your creditors are stayed or stopped from contacting you. They can't send you a bill. They can't call you. They can't come after your assets. They can't do anything the minute we file bankruptcy. That automatic stay stays in place during the whole time of your bankruptcy, unless the creditor, with the court's permission, gets authority to do something. And, of course, we would deal with that if that happens. Then once your bankruptcy is complete, you get what's called the discharge order, which says your legal obligations to pay these debts are gone. Thus, the creditors have no legal right to contact you and harass you and your family. And by and large, we have no problem with this. The creditors understand. Bankruptcy creates a steel door that they just can't get by. In the rare case that we have someone doing something that's inappropriate, I'll say stupid, we go to court, and I have had my clients receive money for the actions of the others, and I've had the creditor have to pay my attorney's fees because of their actions. So there is no reasonable expectation that the creditor will harass you or your family. And if they do, contact your lawyer, because there's a really good solution for you.
DLPlegal.com. It's DLPlegal.com. 817-285-8017. That's 817-285-8017. We got about 3 minutes left on the show, Mr. Pritchard. Let's go to this one. You can't get rid of back taxes through bankruptcy. Is that correct or false?
That's false. Now, there's hoops we have to go through, but the most important thing is that if we go through those hoops, we can deal with taxes and bankruptcy. And in a Chapter 13, which is where we commonly deal with taxes, if we file a Chapter 13, we don't have to pay the penalty and the interest. We pay the tax. And many, many people come to my office and say, I owe the IRS $20,000. Well, they really owe $8,000 in taxes, but those crazy penalties and interest have more than doubled it. Well, if we file bankruptcy, we wipe out, just as any other unsecured creditor, those penalties and interest, and then just have to pay the tax back. Now, there are circumstances where if the tax is old enough, we don't have to pay anything. But yes, we can deal with taxes and bankruptcy, and many times CPAs send us clients because there isn't another remedy that makes sense for the people because of the penalty and interest issue.
I think the next one's an important one I want to get to for sure is, can you pick and choose which debts and property to list in your bankruptcy?
The answer is no, you cannot pick and choose what debt and property to list. We have to list it all. But what is more important is that not all property in debt is treated the same, and that's really what the myth where people get confused. Almost everyone that comes to our office says, I want to keep my house and car. I don't want them to be part of my bankruptcy. Well, we have to list them. They have to be part of the bankruptcy, but our plan, our treatment in your bankruptcy is we're going to pay those people back. We may pay them back just as the loan agreement agreed that they would be paid back, or we may do something through your bankruptcy that pays them back. But we can't just leave people out. And the reason for that is we need the court to have a full view of what your financial situation is. And almost any of us, if we would leave out our house, no one has a clear understanding of our financial situation because they don't understand what the monthly obligation to the mortgage company would be or on property tax or insurance. So we have to list everybody. So we can't pick and choose who we list, but we can pick and choose how we treat people in bankruptcy.
Well, we're running out of time, unfortunately, Mr. Pritchard. Is there any closing remarks you'd have for our listeners out there?
I think the most important thing, as in anything, is that if you're hearing things about bankruptcy that sound too good to be true or don't make sense, what you really need to do is talk to somebody. If you're having financial problems and you can't see the end of the tunnel, reach out to my office. Put those burdens on my shoulders. Let me figure out a plan with you that we can solve that. So you're not having arguments. You're not scared to use the credit card because it might be declined. It's just a better way to live if we can figure it out together. And I'd like that opportunity. So if you have any questions, please feel free to call me, and I'll be glad to talk to you and help you move forward in life.
And that number is 817-285-8017. It's 817-285-8017, dlplegal.com. That's dlplegal.com. Another show in the books with attorney David Pritchard or the Pritchard Law Firm. Great to have him back. Look forward to talking to him again here very soon. Until then, it's been another edition of Ask the Experts here on Talk Radio 1190.